Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martinsale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 15, 1766, Joseph Rachel, one of the wealthiest black men in Barbados of his time, passed away at the age of 50. Joseph was presumably born to William Rachel, an enslaved black man, and Susanna Rachel, a free black woman, and was therefore a free man at birth. It seems that his parents died very early in life because neither of them was in attendance when he was baptized at the age of 10 at St. Michael's Cathedral in 1726. In his adult life, he was married at the same church to Elizabeth Cleaver, and together they had 10 children. Sadly, Joseph outlived all but one of them, with the majority of the couple's children passing away before the age of 2. Despite so much tragedy surrounding his personal life, Joseph had much success in other aspects of his life. He was an astute businessman and earned great wealth off his many ventures which extended beyond the shores of Barbados. For example, he operated a large fishing fleet that went as far as Demerara and the Leeward Islands. His success was likely consolidated because of his knack for building relationships with individuals from all walks of life, including ship captains and young merchants. He employed a number of white employees at his dry goods store, a shocking reality for a man of his time, and they regarded him as a most generous and humane individual. This sentiment was echoed by James Ramsay, who after meeting Joseph posed the following question: "And will any man pretend to look down with contempt on one capable of such generosity, because the color of his skin was black?" If these words were not confirmation of the kind-hearted nature of Joseph, his actions spoke volumes. He was charitable to the prisoners of the city jail, to whom he freely donated some of his fish, while making it a habit to visit the jail to check on their welfare. Historian Carl Watson further revealed that Joseph often lent money to friends who were facing hard times financially. On one occasion, a friend reportedly owed him £60, an offense which he could have easily taken the man to jail for. Instead, with a stylish flair, Joseph rolled up the credit bond and lit his pipe with it, a theatrical way of saying that the debt was forgiven and forgotten. According to Watson, this would be the equivalent of using a US $1,000 bill to light a pipe in modern terms. While amusing, this shows that he was as compassionate as he was financially stable. It is also possible that he understood that his race still left him quite vulnerable, and his kindness and good relations offered him a sense of protection from the racial discrimination that was alive and well during this era. The fact that he earned an astonishing level of respect in Bridgetown across class and race was reflected when at death, thousands of white people and droves of black people attended his funeral. His body was laid to rest at St. Mary's Church with a tombstone made of imported dark green granite, a nod at his affluence. Joseph Rachel left most of his substantial estate to his beloved wife Elizabeth when he died on this day, October 15, 1766.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.